Welcome to Constitutional Conversations. I'm Dr. Brenda McMenamin. Why is it so important to understand the Constitution? Understanding the heritage and history that God gave us enables us to honor and obey Him so He can rescue us and America.
Article 2, Section 1, Clause 7 states, "The President shall, at stated times, receive for his services a compensation which shall neither be increased nor diminished during the period for which he shall have been elected, and he shall not receive within that period any other emolument from the United States or any of them." Alexander Hamilton stated that the reason the President is prohibited from receiving any additional emolument from the United States or any individual state is so Congress can neither weaken his fortitude by operating upon his necessities nor corrupt his integrity by appealing to his avarice. Benjamin Franklin expressed these concerns very well. "Sir, there are two passions which have a powerful influence on the affairs of men. These are ambition and avarice, the love of power and the love of money. Separately, each of these has great force in prompting men to action. But when united in view of the same object, they have in many minds the most violent effects. Place before the eyes of such men a post of honor that shall at the same time a place of profit, and they will move heaven and earth to obtain it. There is scarce a king in 100 who would not, if he could, follow the example of Pharaoh, get first all the people's money, then all their lands, then make them and their children servants forever. It will be said that we don't propose to establish kings, I know it, but there is a natural inclination in mankind to kingly government. It may be imagined that we could never find men to serve us in the executive department without paying them well for their services. I conceive this to be a mistake. The pleasure of doing good and serving their country and the respect such conduct entitles them to are sufficient motives. This is why this clause ends in forbidding presidents from taking any additional emolument from the United States government or from any individual state government. Father, help us to repent from the system of mammon, greed, and covetousness, to serve you once again. In Jesus' name, amen."
Listen to WCNO as we learn more about our Constitution and how this God-inspired document brings life and liberty to our nation and hope to the world. More information and learning opportunities are available at my website, teachinghisstory.com.